February 7th, 2017, it's a Watt from Pedro Show. so much. Good people.
Hey, Brother Matt, how you doing?
Good, good. It's all good.
People, you just heard Dave Rojas.
Dave Rojas
with 26 miles across the sea. He's our guest today. Started the show off with John Coltrane doing a piece called Compassion.
That's one of those covers cooler than the original.
Yeah, I like it that
way. Yeah, what were they called? The Preps?
The Four Preps.
The Four Preps.
1957, that song came out.
The year I was born. And the year of Sputnik.
Yes.
And now you live and right the across year, from Catalina.
Yeah, for 50 years. Actually, Brother Matt's a little closer than I. I'm over by the hospital, in the church. But, yeah, kind of close. And John Coltrane quit heroin in 1957. It's a awesome. Big year. It was
that
a big year.
A good
year. Yeah, I remember that song. I can't remember the backing track. Yeah, it was like four guys singing a kind of a harmony thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Dave, what's your oldest musical memory?
Let's see here. When I was a kid, my dad had a 12-string guitar. And at night, he would play us songs. He'd make up songs, and he'd play songs for us.
Is this here in Pedro?
Yeah, here in San Pedro. I grew up down on 9th Street, right over by the 99-cent store. We had an apartment over
there. Oh, yeah, the library used to. Yeah. Well, it's still.
Used to run around in a little shopping cart. They'd push me around the shopping cart around the.
Because what?
Luigi's Pizza back then.
Yeah, that was
wasn't it one of the McCowans?
It was McCowans?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Meninos owned the place that we lived in. That owned
the
tux shop.
Yeah, I rented. The only time I ever rented a rental was for my pop's second wedding.
I went there when I went to the Amazon because they say if you wear a tuxedo shirt, you got a higher thread count, so it's harder for the mosquito to sting you. So I was styling tuxedo shirts when I was down the Amazon. I gave them to some Indian dudes, so you know, there's some Indian dude down there styling some ruffled shirts.
Living it.
So would you remember first, you back, is your pop singing your songs and playing 12-string guitar?
Exactly. He played La Bamba, and he played a lot of these Spanish songs on the guitar.
So you had music in the house?
Yeah, we had some music.
What about records? Can you remember the first record you got?
Well, my first record was it was Peter, Paul, and Mary, Puff the Magic Dragon.
Cool.
That was my first album. I used to play it like till it wore out. At a little record phonograph. I was about 4 years old. Or
Vines
years old.
Or Jesse's?
I don't know where they got it.
Redwood a little later?
Yeah. Probably from Vines or Redwood Records or the Yellow Submarine. One of those places in Pedro. And, that was my first 45. And then later on, my uncle, he exposed me to all the best music. He had probably 200 or 300 rock and roll albums from 1960 all the way through the 70s. And he had a nice Pioneer turntable. We go out to the desert. He had this house that my grandfather had built out in Morongo, way out past the casinos area. There's a place called Morongo Valley. It's a small valley,
desert.
Not commercial or anything. And we'd go out there and do hikes up in the hills, and we'd go out there and play the records at night, sit out on the waterbed and look up at the stars and stuff. And we'd get out Edgar Winter, or we'd get out Pink Floyd. Dark Side of the Moon, and we'd sit out there and just live
this guy.
Yeah. He exposed me to
music. You can see the Milky Way.
He brought me to my first, we went to Peter Frampton to see. That was my first concert to see. It was Peter
Solo?
Frampton. No, it was the whole band. It was the whole band.
No, but it's Peter Frampton, because he was in,
it was when Comes Alive. When he had Comes Alive came out. Do you feel like we do?
No, but he was, actually it was his band, Humble Pie.
Yeah.
Steve Marriott kind of.
Yeah, I remember 30 Days in the Hole, Humble Pie.
But that was actually Pete Frampton's band.
Yeah, I know. I still have the record.
That dude had a light rock in the Fillmore, right? Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Powerful voice.
Yeah.
The little Stevie Marriott.
Right.
Little guy could belt it up. Robert Plant said that's where he got the high singing thing with Steve Marriott. Wow. Anyway, when do you start playing music?
Well, after that, my dad had taken us to it was a couple of neighborhood kids and a close friend of the family. The three dads got together and took us to go see Kiss at the Forum, the L.A. Forum. I think it was 1978. And that just turned it over. You know, I went down to this place. I said,
did you ever play your pop's 12-string guitar?
Oh, I tried to, but, you know, I couldn't really figure it out. You know, the extra strings, I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
like, how old were you when you saw Frampton and Kiss?
Oh, I think it was about 11 years old when I saw Frampton. Uh-huh. And I was about 12 when I saw Kiss. And he took us, and they got a kick out of it. We showed up, and there was families with all their kids with Kiss makeup on.
Well, there was Kiss lunch pails.
Yeah, yeah. And
they really got into
Kiss. This was 1978, you know, before, you know, everybody was saying, oh, they're evil, and, you know, you can see the demons and all that. They were just a rock band having fun.
Cartoon. Yeah. I saw them a few times.
Yeah?
And yeah, they opened up for everybody. I saw them with Wishbone Ash.
Oh, wow.
The five-man James gang.
Wow.
Who's that guitar man?
Joe Walsh.
No, he's out of the band, and they had that guy. He died. Oh, I can't remember. Great young guitarist, and
we saw them open with
what was his name? I can't think of it right now. But
Kiss had Cheap Trick open. It was their first tour. Uh-huh. It just came out to L.A. for their first gig, and immediately they got booed by the Kiss fans. You know, they were like, "What are these guys doing?"
Well, I saw it the other way around, where the Kiss is the opening band.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And like Camel, like some of these bands were total mismatches.
Wow, it was just trippy. Amazing.
And they got booed.
Wow.
And the sign was just some light bulbs. And they didn't have all the fancy,
no gear, huh?
Well, they're starting, you know. It was when they start. Wow. Anyway, so, okay, you see this Kiss gig. Now, how does that get you playing?
Well, then I discovered that I thought, well, it would be really cool to get into drumming. And
why? Because the Catman? What was his name?
Well,
Peter Chris.
Yeah, we pretty much. We all picked our characters who we liked the best. You know? Okay. Gene Simmons was my favorite.
Ah, but you didn't want bass.
Yeah, but I was like, you know, drums are my thing.
Okay.
And so there was a shop. There was a shop down on, let me see here, on 8th and Gaffey called Bob's Giant Discount.
Yeah.
And he sold like everything. Toasters, right. Yeah. He had used everything. Yeah. And he had this old snare drum. It was a blue sparkle Japanese snare drum with a white head on it, and it had a stand, and it had a light blue suitcase. And that was my gig. My mom said, what do you want for Christmas? I said, I saw this snare drum. It's for $28 over at the Bob's Giant Discount.
Yeah.
So they were like, at first they said, oh, man, this is going to be noisy.
Yeah.
You know? And so they bought it for me. I was in probably the sixth grade.
Was it one of these dealios, like, if we get you this, you got to take lessons?
Yeah. So then, I joined up at the Dana Junior High Band.
Ah, the school band, okay.
Yeah,
Mr. Neal.
Yeah, Mr. Neal. He did not like me. He did not like me, but, you know, I was in there because...
What about the marching? Were you in the marching band?
Yeah, I started off trying to learn the marching.
I told you, I just saw
Dana
at the...
I got kicked out of the band. Oh. I got kicked out of the band because we would sit there and do other riffs besides the... We would sit there and practice on the lunch benches.
Yeah, of course.
You know, doing with these other guys. There was a couple guys, Chucky Booker, and let me think here. A couple other guys that liked to pound on things. And we would sit out there and do these funk rhythms. He was really into Bootsy Collins.
Hey, Chucky went on the big time, huh?
Oh, he tried to make it for a while. He was playing with The Time, doing gigs with that soul band called The Time.
Yeah, Morris Day, right?
Yeah, he was touring like a backup band with them or something called Chucky Booker Band. But yeah, we would sit out there at Dana on pretty much at lunchtime and sit out there and pound, and we'd get our rhythm, boom, 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 boom,
boom,
boom, boom, and do that for 30 minutes till lunch was over.
When you get a trap kit,
I got a trap kit. My dad had a guy that he worked with. He had an old Japanese three-piece kit. It was like a mother-of-pearl kit.
Snare kick,
snare kick, one tom on the bass drum, one floor tom.
Oh, so four-piece.
Or four-piece, basically, counting the snare. Had a hi-hat and a cymbal on the bass drum. And that was the beginning. I got that and started playing.
Now, where did you play it? In the house or garage?
Oh, immediately it went straight to the garage.
Yeah,
it was right out in the garage.
Your parents.
Yeah, that thing's going outside.
So yeah.
We were playing outside, and
So you're jamming. You got a musician friends.
Immediately, the next guy that came up was Bill, my closest friend from when we were kids. We were probably about maybe 9 or 10 years old. We always would play air guitar. So when he got the guitar, his parents got him a guitar from Sears or something or other. And we said, okay, it's time to start writing songs. The first song we wrote was a song called Stray.
Ah, so you didn't start copying off records.
No, we couldn't play the songs. So we were like, we couldn't either. Yeah, we were like, we can't play that. So we started working on it, and I started taking lessons over at Gray School of Music.
Oh, wow.
From a dude named Larry
from Ohio.
Webb.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a guy named Webb.
Lillian's school.
Yeah, I took lessons over there for a while and picked up some beats, and we just started working on as much as we could.
Just a duo.
I think our second song was, we figured out how to play Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. And
so you did do some cuts.
Yeah, and it was because the bass line was just a...
I know, it's two chords.
Or something.
It was just back and forth.
Yeah, it was an F and a G over and over or something. And so we were like, well, that's simple. So we got Eric, our neighbor Eric, started playing bass. He originally got a guitar, but Bill had an extra bass. His brother had gotten a bass, and he didn't really take to it. So we said, well, we'll put Eric on bass.
Yeah.
So Bill started trying to teach Eric how to play bass.
Here, play us a song.
All right.
What's it called?
We're going to do John B. Sales.
Cool.
We come up to see if John B., my grandfather and me, around us our town we did roam, drinking all night, got into a fight, oh yeah, I feel so broke up, I want to go home. So hush up the John B. sails, see how the mainsail sets, call for the captain ashore and let me go home. I wanna go home. Please let me go home. Yeah, yeah. I feel so broke up. I wanna go home. The first mate, he got drunk and he broke into the captain's trunk. The constable had to come and take him away. Sheriff Johnstone, why don't you leave him alone? Yeah, yeah. I feel so broke up, I wanna go home. So hoist up the John B. sails, see how the mainsail sets, call for the captain ashore and let me go home. I wanna go home, please let me go home. Yeah, yeah, I feel so broke up, I wanna go home. The poor cook, he caught the fish, and he took it, threw away my grits. Then he came and ate up all of my corn. I wanna go home, please let me go home. Yeah, yeah, I feel so broke up, I wanna go home. So hoist up the John B. sails, see how the mainsail sets, call for the captain ashore, let me go home. I wanna go home, please let me go home. Yeah, yeah, I feel so broke up, I wanna go home.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. Of course, started off that chunk of music with Dave Rojas, Soup John B.
Very cool.
Thank you. Who wrote the word? Is that that trippy guy? I think I met this dude. Towns. You know what I'm talking about?
Who wrote that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was before the Beach Boys. It was,
this guy.
That's not Brian Wilson doing that long ago. So I'm going to
stop trying to remember. And then we heard Naval Oil, BBS. It's got Fratello and Draft. You'll see it with my name. Vasco. Adanasoski with Proba. I think that was secretly recorded. They were, the band was not aware. But still they released it, is what Brother Bosco told me. And then Dex Ron Weber from his latest record, Tell Me Why I Do. And Mini Beast, that's Peter from Mission of Burma. Keep Waving. Nels Klein, brand new double album, Beautiful Love. And finally, Truffle with Some Sleep. Dave, do you remember your first gig with the Bill and...
Yeah, I do.
Who's the other cat who's on bass?
Yeah. Eric.
Eric. And what's the name of this band?
This band was called... what did we call it? The first name of the band was called Castle.
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 Okay, what was the first Castle gig?
It was New Year's Eve, and 12 midnight, we opened the garage door.
And where's your practice?
We played right... out to the neighborhood, you know. We had it all set up. And at 12 midnight, the garage went up. The neighbors came out to watch us play. And
wow.
Yeah, we did our tunes. And
How old were you guys?
We were probably 12, 13, something like that.
Wow.
And so we were playing right out there. Bill had this box amp, really cool box amp. He's still got it, but it needs some work on it. But it's big old Beatles-looking box amp.
Were people digging it?
Oh, yeah. People dug it, and we played, and then his mom came over and told him to turn it down. He got shut down in the middle of the gig.
By his mom.
By his mom. Yeah. And we were like, no, we're going to keep going. And
but it's at your pad, right?
It was at our pad, yeah. My dad said, no, let him go, man. It's New Year's Eve. Let him play. Right. So
we were banging on pots and pans.
Yeah, so we played, and... we did all our numbers that we had. We had a bunch of tunes, and it went pretty good. We had this one cat named Joe singing on the vocals, and it was fun, man. We had a good time. That was our first gig right there, from the garage to the garage.
That's righteous. Because my first gig, people did not dig it. It was more like
Bill's
mom.
The next gig after that is we played this guy's...
you got to save it, Dave. We're at the end of the first hour. Okay. February 7, 2017. This is Walk Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour two.
Yeah.
February 7th, 2017, it's the second hour of the Watt for Pedro Show.
I can see clearly now, the rain has gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are those dark clouds that made me blind. It's gonna be a bright, bright, bright sunshiny day. Be a bright, sunshiny day. I can see clearly now, the rain has gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone all those dark clouds that made me blind. It's gonna be a bright, 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 sunshiny day. Bright, bright, bright sunshiny day. Look all around me, there's nothing but blue skies. Look straight ahead, there's nothing but blue skies. can see clearly now, the rain has gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are those dark clouds that made me blind. It's gonna be a bright, it's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright, it's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be bright, it's gonna be a bright sunshiny day.
Just Thank you. In a life spent pondering the great written mysteries, seeking labor in unraveling what is quickly becoming obsolete, how do you express your frustration that discovery is slower than history? You can't stop the words that have poured, meaning on the edge of oblivion. Is a reader drawn with the words? Are you helpless to prevent progress, technology, from destroying the very words you love, the very ideas you hold dear? But I will try to hold your memory for as long as I can comprehend and breathe, and read and speak the hidden knowledge from the tome as it is taken when words have poured.
Tic-tac. El deseo. Tac. Y el consumo. Tac. Se me confunden en la noche. A veces creo que son duros senos. Y no son más que relojes. Carne hinchada y redonda. De Centro Europa. No son más que sillones y ropas de moda. Busco precio, pido coste, trabajo, placer y hora. En los escaparates las ventanas están en venta, las personas están en venta, las personas están en venta, las personas. Quiero
Pedro Show. Start the second hour off with Dave Rojas.
Yeah.
And I can see clearly now. And the rain has...
Yeah, it kind of cleared up a little bit. Lightened up.
Yeah. Then we heard Applause Industry with Pride Mike. Yeah. Only better band name is Entertainment Law. Then Babes, New York City. Face Change. I think they're out of New York City. Clay Chaplin, he was here with Heather. Basking Improv 4. David Garrard, out of Massachusetts. Pangea Sky, Lemon Kittens, they're both dirty. That's from my, they were a trippy band, late 70s, England. I found my records. King Champion Sounds with Mice, Rats, Roaches. Joe Brewer, Jack Brewer's cousin.
Cool.
When Words Have Poured. And finally, Las Víctimas Civiles with Esta Inventa el Jardín de los Deseosos.
So Joe Brewer, he was involved with the roller derby, right? Back east?
He's in Madison.
Yeah, yeah. He did like roller derby gigs and stuff, wasn't he?
Maybe.
It seemed like that kind of rings a bell. He was here like...
I remember
7-8 years ago.
He actually wrote a song that's on Double Nickels on the Dime. Yeah, I think it's Do Not Be Gentle With Me or something like that. Yeah.
I noticed they're bringing back the roller derby. I was
yeah.
on 4th Street.
Oh, no,
yeah.
no, they are.
4th Street over
Sandy
in Long Beach,
does
they have
the roller derby
shop.
Mm.
They got whole gear and everything. You can go in there and buy your gear for
a little bit. Yeah, I got a few times, and they got usually they have cool bands playing.
Have you
yeah,
gone? Kind
of fun.
I've
yeah, gone.
Gone
a few
I've
times.
To a lady that's
oh, wow.
seen
them.
The LA Derby dolls up at the yeah. dollhouse.
I remember
Dollhouse Factory.
It was the Thunderbirds on
yeah.
Channel
13. There was a boy team,
Ralphie
and there was a girl team.
Yeah.
And they were always playing Texas, the yeah. Bombers.
Right. Know. That was KCOP or something, right?
Yeah.
Dick Lane or something.
Yeah, Dick Lane. Ralphie Baladero.
747.
Oh, that's...
Okay, look.
Yeah.
What happened to Castle?
Well, Castle started melting away, and Bill joined another group, and I met up with this guy. His name was Dave, and he played guitar. He lived over by the hospital over on 6th Street.
By me?
Yeah. Oh, actually, by the canyon on 6th Street.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Right over there by the canyon.
Actually, that's county.
Yeah, yeah. He was right there. People yeah. had horses and stuff over there at that time.
That's right.
So anyways, him and I started playing together, and he had this piece of crap amp that he went down to Radio Shack and bought a few speakers and built a cabinet. So it looked like an amplifier, and then he had this little crappy head on there. And so it was like a homemade Marshall of some sort. And we started playing. Our first songs were pretty much Black Sabbath, Paranoid.
Cover.
Yeah, we do Paranoid. We would do...
We did it too, Bright Orange Band.
Kiss songs, different Kiss songs, UFO Rock Bottoms. Stuff like that. Aerosmith, we did Train Cup to Rollin'. All the songs that were easy to figure yeah. out, you know.
And you guys do gigs?
We started playing house, like little
yeah.
backyard parties and
Kegers.
House parties. Yeah, different things like that. And then we met up with, he goes, dude, I got this guy. He can play guitar. He lives by me. I said, you gotta bring him up, man. I gotta hear him. And this was Johnny Blaze.
John Blaze. Mm.
So he shows up, this little skinny guy, looks like kind of like a Keith Richards at the time.
You didn't go to school with him, huh?
I met him later on.
Oh, okay.
This was when he went to, I think, Cabrillo or something. I went to 7th Street. So I didn't meet him till much later on, until I went to Dana. And around the 8th grade, I think I met him, something like that. I think it was like the summer of the 7th grade or something, we met up. But... So he shows up with this little Yamaha amp that had a 110-inch speaker in it, and he lays out the Star Spangled Banner, and he aced it. And we were like, this guy's
what you mean, like Jimmy?
We were like Jimmy, and we went, oh, we got to get this guy in our band. You know, he's good. And so then
What do you call him, this band?
Creeping Hustler.
Creeping Hustler.
Creeping Hustler was the name of the band. And so we got things together. We sifted through other people to get a bass player. Eric somehow, he went out of the music thing for a while, so we didn't have him in our band. We had more guys that wanted to play heavier rock. And we got this guy, Joe, was playing bass. And he played bass for us for a while. And we started doing... everything from Cheap Trick, Aerosmith, UFO, Scorpions, all the heavy stuff.
But now writing your own tunes.
We had four songs that we wrote. Then we came across a guy, this guy Walt. He became our singer. He was an older guy, looked like kind of like Jesus, big beard. He was probably 10 years older than us.
Wow.
So he said, well, I'll sing for you guys. He said, all right, cool. So... he started singing for us, and so we practiced over the garage. And we had the beginning of our first band, and we went out playing and played pretty much backyards and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, houses. Most of the time, we'd play somewhere, we'd get through two songs, the police would show up, and we'd be done for the night. You know,
okay,
and that's how it would go. And a lot of the times they would get these bands going right behind the old market there on 7th Street. They would have little jam sessions right there in that parking lot.
Wow.
They would have huge parties. Three or four bands would play back there. And we'd go over there and check that out. And that was a lot of fun. But, we get the crappy gigs usually.
You know, the first band I know, Ian, was Assemblage. When does that come?
Oh, Assemblage, that came much later. That was...
well, not too much late. It's a long time ago.
Yeah, it came up... Well, see, I met Manuel later on. We both went to Dana.
It's like late 70s, right?
No, this
early
was,
80s.
Yeah, this was probably 1979.
Yeah,
79 or something like that. I met Manuel
because you worked at the Jack in the Box after me and D Boone did.
Yeah, yeah, I worked with Nan.
And you worked with Nan. Nan,
and I worked with Nan. Annette Bologna.
Yeah. And, Nanny Rowland.
Yeah, I was the chef there, man. I was back there.
That's right. But you also had this band going, and that's how I knew about you guys.
Yeah, yeah. So we were doing our thing, and
so how does the creeping
hustle go? Well, we started.
How did that change into Assemblage?
Okay, so eventually, what happened was Creeping Hustler got off track. We had to find another bass player. We changed the name to. John said, well, let's start doing something heavier. This was around the time that the Pistols had came out. And she said, all right, let's start putting some stuff in there. So we started playing Pretty Vacant. We started playing something else, Sid Vicious' version of something else,
yeah.
God Save the Queen, different tunes. And we'd mix that in with Rock Bottom by UFO. And, you know, he was like, it's good music. I'm going to play it whether this crowd likes it or not. And so we were doing that, and we ended up changing the name to Upsetter. We brought Bill back into the band. And so there was John and I and Bill, and we had a guy playing bass named Chris, who later on went to a band called Data Clan, and he became, I guess he toured all over Data the world. With his, yeah, he toured everywhere. He changed his name to Skid, and I guess he's like some big deal somewhere else.
That's good. Assemblage.
Yeah. Okay, so let me get to that. So we were doing the speed metal stuff, and we started playing up at the Troubadour, and we started playing. Our first big gig with that band was Club 88 with the Mentors, and we played there. And
big piss smell in the back.
Yeah, remember that nasty place?
Cast piss smell.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so that was my first introduction to LDG.
Next to Liquid Kitty.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we played this gig there, and things went pretty good, and we started playing other places. We played Bill Gazzari's, and we played with a band called Slayer, which is now a huge band. They were doing Iron Maiden covers, and we were doing original stuff. And it was all heavy, like Metallica speed, fast stuff.
Slayer.
And it was just kicking ass rock and roll. So we were doing that, and we were playing Madame Wong's in these different places. And Manuel was in Harry Carey at the time. He joined up.
I remember that, Pedro band.
Yeah, there was a place over by the McDonald's. By McDonald's.
And a lady singer, right?
Well, there was, right before Harry Carey started, him and Bill started up this band. And it was with a couple of different guys. And it was in this wood shop that was behind the old McDonald's parking lot over there. There was this big building by the old vet that was over there. You remember where the old vet used to be right there? By McDonald's?
Yep.
And so that wood shop became like a place to jam. So Bill and Manuel started their band, and they started playing in there. And Manuel started playing drums for Harry Carey because I guess Richie had gotten out of the band.
Rich Wilder.
Yeah. And so he started playing drums.
With his brother Nick.
Yeah. So he got out of the band. And I joined up another band. I started drifting into other bands. I played in a band called The Fight up in Hollywood, and I was doing that with this group of people that we used to practice over at Program Studios over there.
And John went to Motorcycle Boy, right?
No, John went into, at that time, John had joined Salvation Army.
Oh, that's right.
He went straight to Salvation
with
Army.
With Michael, yeah.
And he was like, all right, I'm going to make the big bucks now. And he's playing gigs all over the place, right? And so we lost contact with him for a while, but we'd go and see him playing his gigs and stuff. And he was doing that. He was doing the Salvation Army thing. Eventually, things didn't work out with him and Mike Quercio, so he left the band.
And that's where he went to do Motorcycle.
Yeah.
And you know,
well, Motorcycle Boy came much later.
Not that much later.
Well, then after that, then we decided
Assemblage, right?
We were going to start off Assemblage. So That was the name of...
Assemblage. I always pronounce it wrong.
That was his father's... Manuel's father did a type of artwork called Assemblage.
Yeah, it's putting stuff together.
Yeah, it was a collage of things, yeah. He would take a clock...
I gotta put a kink in your story right now, because it's time for Brother Matt's Spin Cycle. Right.
Cool. Yeah.
And I think he's going to be playing some of your music.
Yeah, I got a couple of Dave Rojas.
Okay, thank you, Brother Matt.
Cool.
Put Redondo Beach on the map. Tonight is going to be a very dignified reading. I will not rejoin or have rejoinders with the audience. I shall read you dignified poetry in a dignified way. We shall comport ourselves as ladies and gentlemen of culture. Thank you. Do you know I caught that $73 horse out there last Saturday? I had it, and I had a reason for it. But when you figure a horse is 35 to 1, you just put $2 down, because you figure everybody else's reasoning is better than yours. But maybe someday I'll learn. I will soon start to read poetry. Might as well start about now. Jam. Jam. Driving in from the track, I always turn the radio on to the freeway traffic alert station. And the other day I heard the best one. The man said that the Santa Monica Freeway near the San Diego off-ramp was congested due to an indecent exposure case. They're working on getting him off of there now, he said. Meanwhile, I'd suggest you take an alternate route. Which, of course, nobody did.
So much. What made you do what you just did to us?
Dave Rojas.
Dave Rojas.
That was some Dave Rojas music. That was one disaster there. The other CD, we're having technical difficulties with. Sometimes those homemade burners don't want to grab in there.
They don't want to burn. Okay, it's in the second hour of February 7, 2017, Dishwap Theater's show. Special guest Dave Rojas. Brother Matt, let's hold tight for our freak. February 7, 2017. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. A weema wappa, weema wappa, weema wappa, weema wappa, weema wappa, weema wappa. A weema wappa, weema wappa, weema wappa, weema wappa, weema wappa, weema wappa. Hush, my darling, my only darling, the lion sleeps tonight. Hush, my darling, my only darling, the lion sleeps tonight. Dee, 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 da, pa, pa, dee. Dee, 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 da, pa, pa, dee. A weema wappa, weema wappa, weema wappa, weema wappa, weema wappa, weema wappa. A weema wappa, weema wappa, weema wappa, weema wappa, weema wappa, weema wappa. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. A weema wappa, weema wappa, weema wappa, weema wappa, weema wappa, weema wappa. A weema wappa, weema wappa, weema wappa, weema wappa, weema wappa, weema wappa. In the village, the tiny village, the lion sleeps tonight. In the village, the limey village, the lion sleeps tonight. Dee 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 da pa pa dee. Dee 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 da pa pa dee. A weema wappa, weema wappa, weema wappa, weema wappa, weema wappa, weema wappa. A weema wappa, weema wappa, weema wappa, weema wappa, weema wappa, weema wappa.
Thank you. Thank you.
Pedro Show. Dave Rojas, Glad Sleeps Tonight. Then Alex Zhang Huntai with Creamy One. He's going to be on tour in Europe soon. Bourbon Scum with Can't Wake Up. Yeah, the bassman passed away, so appropriate title. Very sad, young man. I think Hudson, upstate New York. Murnau B with Auto Distrocio 1. They were on the show the other week out of Barcelona.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Brendan. Yeah, we had some challenges via Skype. Yeah?
Yeah? Like talking to Neil Armstrong on the moon.
Hey, Mike. We got it together, though, but yeah, at yeah. first it was... And Brendan Etter Ensemble with Bentley Safari. Phoenix Brown with some Chop Chop. A tune called Peppers. Interesting production. Tip Pui with Space Revisited. God, where are they from? Maybe Finland. And it's an acronym. Names of the guys in the band, I think. Everyone is Dirty with Mama No. Got to play with them. They're from the city. How long did you live in the city, San Francisco?
I was up there for about five years.
Richard fucking Bonnie, 10 now.
Yeah, wow. So he's going there. He's taking a trip.
It's beautiful.
Martin Tamburovich lived there. There's some Pedro guys.
Richard fucking Pedro. Yeah, Richard fucking Bonnie is leaving the country. Yeah. He's leaving the country today, I think, or tomorrow.
That's
taking
right.
a big trip.
Like Peru?
Yeah, or Chile, or Argentina.
Yeah.
Bon voyage, brother.
Yeah, safe seas, Richard fucking Bonnie.
I was there in mid-80s till a short while after the huge earthquake.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that, 91.
91, yeah, when it went down.
We'd started a tour. In fact, we were in Watsonville driving over the epicenter.
Yeah.
And I looked out the hatch and go to the guys, man, why are those power lines doing that? I don't hear any, feel any wind buffeting the boat. Yeah, because it's curvy road around San Jose, Watsonville, Los Campos.
So I remember a night going up and seeing you play at the
They were having a World Series between A's and Giants.
Yeah, October 17th.
Okay.
Yeah.
And finally, Yankee by Metri Paina Kilon. They are Finnish. Back to the journey. Okay, so Assemblage. Yeah. I had a couple different versions off the air. We were talking about this, and John Blazing going off to play with the Idols.
Right.
You going off, yeah. You go to the city, yeah. You're playing with bands up there, right?
Yeah, exactly.
What bands up there?
I played in a band called Revelation. We played with the Tubes. We did gigs with the Tubes.
Yeah, they lived there.
Yeah.
I think they were originally in Arizona, though.
Yeah. Prairie Prince, I think.
Prairie Prince.
They were in Marin County or something. But, we played at the Omni with them. And played a lot of places up there throughout the area. And then I played in a group called Dark County. They were like a heavier band of a sort. And we used to practice. I because I played drums and I had a lockout. I don't know if you know where Church Street Studios were.
Yeah.
Yeah, across from the old Sound of Music. You probably played the Sound of Music, right? Downtown?
Nope.
No, you never played there?
Nope. But I know.
Yeah, this is in the shittiest part of town. And
it's kind of rough.
Yeah. So I had a studio down there, and a lot of the bands in the area had studios down there. We'd play all night, man. There was, in the mid-80s, all these great bands were practicing down there.
Okay.
And I was playing drums, and any opportunity I looked for, I would get in a band and do gigs with them.
But you end up coming back after five
eventually
years.
I came
now
back.
Now, when you come back, what do you do music-wise?
When I got back down here, the first thing was regrouping, you know. Getting a place to live and all the basic things.
Of course,
You know, the music thing was the music
on
was
hold.
On,
it was on hold.
Yeah, exactly. So I had to chill out on the music for a while and focus on how I was going to get back into San Pedro.
Yeah,
and so everything kind of slowed down, and I watched John play. He had a band called Smart Bomb, and they started playing around. And so we'd go out there and watch him play, and he got me a couple of things doing recording with his band, The Idols, at that time, too. We did a couple songs, a few different songs over at Singer Studios recorded, did some stuff with them. And so everything slowed down for me musically for a while right there. And eventually, I got back into setting up the drums.
What, like they were put away?
Yeah, they were boxed up.
Whoa.
They were sitting there, sitting in their cases, waiting to be played. And I started looking for bands to play with, and I came across a band called Giant Ant Farm. And apparently they had somebody from Tom Waits' band. Somebody Hodges was the drummer of...
Steve Hodges?
Yeah, Steve Hodges.
From Long Beach.
Yeah, so
he's on my first opera.
So they had him recording.
You know who he's playing with right now is Rick Holstrom. Remember, we had him on the show from Alaska. His trio, and they back up Mavis Staples.
Oh, really? Yeah, so they needed a drummer, and they had some gigs. And so I started gigging with them.
Were they a Long Beach band?
They were Long Beach, yeah. We had a cello, we had an accordion, and it was like a whole... Swordfish Tom type trip, you know?
Tom Waits.
That whole thing. Yeah, he loved your stuff, Mike. He was like, you were his idol. The singer, he really liked you a lot. And
who is he?
His name was, what was his name? Drew McDonald. Okay. His name was Drew McDonald. He was, oh yeah, Mike White, man. He really dug your stuff. But the stuff we were doing was, it wasn't great, but it was... You know, I was getting around playing some places. We played a bunch of places over Signal Hill and Long Beach and the Doll Hut down there.
Doll
in
Hut, OC.
We were playing all these funky places. And so I got kind of off track playing the heavier rock, and I was using brushes. I was like, I'm not playing drums anymore, man. I'm like just adding textures to everything. So
it's a different trick.
It was fun. It was fun for a while, but I needed to get actually out there playing again.
Okay.
So... So things slowed down, and I started focusing on trying to get other bands. I try out for different bands, and some of them worked out.
What, like Recycler?
Yeah, go through the Recycler, pick out a band, show up with my gear, play a few times with them. Played with a lot of good people, but nothing was solid, you know? There wasn't a whole lot of solidity going down.
And let's hear some about last bit of music.
Oh, Western medicine relies on the fact that I do my dancing private, Jerry. Once in the bathroom, I was attacked by the insect urge to be higher than the slide of a chat room's head. Now, yet, you're still better like a transformed deity. No, you're better for my barroom bed. No, you're looking for my supermodel. I've been buttoned up a bit too tight. Never seen these clothes on a tiger, Jerry. Trying to score my house on bed. Take a sheet off, do a little diagram. He made a left side, let's stand out. Bedtime sugars with the overlap. What's that middle? Can you find it out? No use looking because I missed the entire point. Questioning a midnight scout that is sent to do my alternating. There is a timeline I never doubt that a nearby choice is illuminating. One more smile, but stay still again. One more reaction, so it's fascinating. No use for the ballroom bed. No use for the standing headline.
It's all about that one time, the best time. Which time I can't recall, but it's all about that one time, the best time. Which time I can't recall, but it's all about that one time, the best time. Yeah.
side, and I was rolling like a dime. The soul stopped the ship. What can it be? What is it called? Don't know how far. Can't they hit me? Love is blue, so never leave me. Baby, deep on my dream.
I left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day. But I never saw the good side of the city till I hitched a ride on a riverboat queen. Big wheels keep on turning, Proud Mary keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling down the river. Rolling, rolling, rolling down the river. I cleaned a lot of plates in Memphis, pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans, but I never saw the good side of the city till I hitched a ride on a riverboat queen. Big wheels keep on turning, Proud Mary keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling down the river. Rolling, rolling, rolling down the river. If you get down to the river, bet you're gonna meet some people who live. You don't have to worry if you have no money. People on the river are happy to give. Big wheels keep on turning, Proud Mary keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling down the river. Rolling, rolling, rolling down the river.
Dave Ross, Dave Ross. Out of that was Disgrace, Erotic Bilgin and His Heretics, Blood or Bread from the Payroll Union, Ram, Maximilian the First, Gecko Turner with Extremely Good. Out of that, Dead Capo with Polvoriento, and Bonsoir Agadez from Ginferno, Mute Point with Having a Good Day, and we started it off. The final chunk, Western Medicine, live from Midwestern Medicine.
Cool.
Appropriate. Dave Rojas, I want to thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, good to see you.
With
good to see you again.
Journey through music. And
you're welcome.
And we didn't get to the guitar part, but obviously you're still doing drums, right? You give drum lessons.
No, not anymore. Okay. I'm a gardener now, man.
For a while you were doing some drum lessons.
Yeah,
right?
I was doing it, but it was just too tough.
Okay.
The competition.
Yeah.
Alba's charges $45 an hour, and they get people in there for drum and guitar.
Okay.
I mean, I can't compete with that.
Yeah, okay. But you're still doing music.
Yeah.
But some open mic nights.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I play around wherever I can, playing over at a... See, here's one of my gigs right here.
Okay.
You see, it's the wigwam, I think,
Pacific,
huh?
Landscapes. Too bad you don't have a website or anything.
No, I just post it on Facebook and I flyer. I hit people with flyers.
Okay.
I see a tree that's down, I go over and tell them, hey, clean it up. You know?
But thank you for being on the show and sharing
Thank you for having me.
Matt, thanks for your always such good people. It's been February 7th, 2017, Dishwap People Show. Keep your powder dry.
Yeah.